Paul Bedard in the Washington Examiner. Headline, Wall Street Advisor, actual unemployment, 37%. Be honest with yourself, folks. You hear that 92 million Americans are not working. 92 million global unemployment is just over 200 million people. Half of the world's, this is the industrialized world now, half of the industrialized world's unemployed are in America. And they tell us that the unemployment rate is, what, 6.7%? There are today 9 million fewer jobs in the labor force than when Obama was inaugurated in 2009. 9 million jobs that have just vanished. They don't exist. They are not job openings waiting to be filled. They represent closed businesses, shut down small businesses, reduced workforces at various businesses. It's not a pretty picture. And everybody knows it. College graduates can't find career work. Heck, can't even find part-time work. I mean, full-time work's being converted to part-time because of Obamacare. There isn't anything positive in the job market. And it's got people scared to death for their kids, their grandkids, and even for themselves. And it is causing, theoretically now, it is causing baby boomers to not retire. They can't afford to. They've got to keep working. So they are not turning their jobs over to others unless they are fired, which is also happening. But it's an insult to everybody's intelligence that the unemployment rate, 6.7%, even the drive-bys in the last two reports have had to admit the numbers coming down not because of job growth, but because of the reduced labor force. 92 million Americans were, what's the adult population of the country? 210? 225 million adults in the country? 92 million aren't working, and they want to tell us the unemployment rate, 6.7%. So here's this story. Don't believe the happy talk coming out of the White House, the Fed Reserve, Treasury Department when it comes to the real unemployment rate and the true misery index, because according to an influential Wall Street advisor, the figures are a fraud. In a memo to clients provided to Paul Bedard, his column's called Secrets at the Washington Examiner, David John Marotta calculates the actual unemployment rate of those not working at a sky-high 37.2%, not the 6.7% advertised by the Fed. He said the misery index is over 14, not the 8 claimed by the government. Marotta, who recently advised those worried about an imploding economy to get a gun, said that the government isn't being honest in how it calculates those out of work, nor is it being honest about how it calculates inflation, which are the two numbers used to get to the misery index figure. The unemployment rate only describes people currently working or looking for work, which is true. It's called, in Labor Department lingo, the U3, letter U-3, and that's the 6.7%. And it only counts people who are looking for work who can't find it as unemployed. Now, the U6 number includes people who have recently quit working after 99 weeks of unemployment compensation. And that number is 11.3%. The claim here is that unemployment in its truest definition, meaning the portion of people who do not have any job in this country, who are able, is 37.2%. Now, that number obviously includes some people who are not or never plan to seek employment, but it does describe how many people are not able to, who do not want to, or who cannot find a way to work. Policies that remove the barriers to employment, thus decreasing this number, are obviously beneficial, said he and his colleague Megan Russell in their new investor's note from their office. So these people counsel investors. They advise people where to put their money, you know, where to remove it. And in the misery index later, which I haven't seen reported much either way anyplace, but it's a joke that the unemployment rate 6.7%. It's a joke that there have been 44 months of job creation. It is a joke that the economy is growing. It is a Obama's numbers would be 38%. Obamacare would be universally popular, but it isn't, and it isn't, and it hasn't happened. It's not going to happen. Job growth, it's impossible. Obama's shrinking the job market. 92 million's out of work. Million people, 92 million able-bodied adults aren't working. Got to take a break. Be right back. Don't go away.